The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. So my website is daniellatto.co.uk. Come and join us on there. There's other videos and other podcasts and other replays, and we keep putting them up. But in today's session, so I woke up this morning, got a message from a guy. I've seen it anyway earlier about a company called Mob. And Mob is a company that you pay 50 quid and you get access to like 21 steps, but you don't get access to all 21. You only get access to like the first six or seven, and then you have to pay like a couple of grand to get the whole 21 steps. But it's been shut down by the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission in America, Morning Abbey. And the reason why Mob's been shut down is because I think really they're saying that it's a pyramid scheme. I think that's what they're really intimating at, because when you get through the whole 21 steps, for which you have to pay like £2,000, I think the reason why the business has been successful is that you go recruit more people into that exact same 21 steps. So you're paying £2,000 to get through all 21 steps, and their secret is to go recruit more people into their 21 steps. Now, Mob tried to get around this, I think, by, and all this is alleged and so on for those solicitor people listening, just in case I get some of this wrong. But so Mob tried to get around this by providing training and training courses and experiential events. And that's why you paid the extra money. But for whatever reason, we've been shut down by the FTC because for saying that it's not a bona fide business, effectively. And Herbalife had something similar, because Herbalife went into court about whether that was a pyramid scheme as well. But actually, I think the Herbalife one was really about one particular guy hedging his bets on whether Herbalife will increase in value or decrease in value, and another guy going up against him and decreasing the price of the stock price by coming out with this this lawsuit against Herbalife. But anyway, with Mob, so this is my problem, okay? So I speak to a lot of people, and the guy that emailed me on Messenger, hey, if you're watching or listening, he was saying, have you seen this? And I was like, yeah, I've seen that. And he's like, I'm so glad that you told me not to go down the Mob route. But I've been burned as well, by the way, not on Mob, but I've been burned on other things where you're putting your money in and you trust the people that are in it, only to find that money's disappeared and you're never going to see it again. Now, fortunately, I'm the kind of person that goes, I lost £5,000 on one of them. I lost £5,000 and it got me angry. And then I went and 10x'd the results anyway, because I can do that. And the reason I can do that is I've got the skill set and the mindset to be able to go out and close business and generate more cash if I need to. So this is the problem that a lot of people have, is that they're going into a business, okay, and it might be a franchise business, it might be something like Mob, it might be just like Utility Warehouse is a really good example. Let's take Utility Warehouse, where you go in with your pig-shaped business cards at networking events. God, I hate those people. And what they do is they're pushing somebody else's business, somebody else's product. And I've always said, right from day one, that's wrong. You should be pushing you as a brand. And one of the things that you have access to is cheaper gas and electricity, not I work for Utility Warehouse, we can get cheaper gas and electricity, because you should be building up your own database. So, for example, I know a person who works in Mob and done very well from it, which is awesome. But now Mob's gone under, I would doubt that they've got a database full of people. Like, I've been building up my database for the last couple of years, you know, and we've been building up our social media contacts and that kind of thing. And we've been building up our skill sets. But when you're out there pushing, for example, Utility Warehouse, you might not be building up your own database. You might be, I hope that you are. You might not be pushing it out on social media. You might be just known as the Utility Warehouse guy or girl. And if Utility Warehouse goes under, then who are you known as now? So that's a problem for me. What you're better off doing is pushing yourself out as a person who can get you access to cheaper gas, internet, utilities, Wi-Fi, whatever, right? And then if Utility Warehouse goes down, you can just move that onto somebody else where you're going to get an affiliate or a commission. And so whenever you're going into a business, you've got to think, what is the business? What if, like, the problem with franchises, like, the bigger franchises are fine, like McDonald's. Like, if something happened to McDonald's, it'd be fairly catastrophic, right? Fairly unusual, like Subway. It can happen, and it does happen, but it's a lot more unusual. But if you're going for a smaller franchise, you know, £5,000 or £10,000 fee, it's a small franchise, it's not part of the British Franchise Association, and even that's not a guarantee to some extent. But if you go into that, and the data comes into the franchisee, the franchisor, you're the franchisee, then you've not got that data. You don't own that data. You're not allowed to email the people's email addresses because it's technically not your data. It belongs to the other people, right? So in any business that you've got, you have to have in the back, if you're working for somebody else like Utility Warehouse or like if you're pushing Moog, you've got to be building up your own database of people that know you, not just for Moog, but they know you as an internet marketing person. And so you've got to then understand Google AdWords, Facebook ads, LinkedIn ads, Twitter ads, all of that paid social media. You've also got to understand sales funnels, okay? Because when you understand all of that, you've now got a skill set. So if Moog goes under, you can still provide services and skills to other people for which you'll get paid. But now Moog has gone, the person I know who works with Moog, that income has, it's gone. And that for me is a problem. And I hope that they... repaired the roof while the sun was shining. I hope we'll put some money away in just in case. Like, I don't know. But that's my problem with these type of businesses. And I would always say that you should be running your own business. You know, franchise is a great entry into a market. But unless you're going to go into the bigger ones, you know, 100 grand McDonald's type franchises, right? You shouldn't be going into the smaller ones. Maybe if it's your first foray into business, to go and understand what a business looks like that's tried and tested and systemized, that's quite nice. But what if these smaller ones go under? A friend of mine did a website franchise going back 15 years now, 15 or 20 years actually. And it just went, you know, put all this money into it and literally it just went. And they couldn't close business. And in fact, that business was closed because it wasn't a tried and tested formula. So if you're going to go down a franchise route, go down the larger franchise route. If you're going to go into the smaller franchise route, do it so that you're learning about how to run a business and a systemized business. That's where you're going to get those learnings from. But in the back of that, your side hustle, if you like, is, excuse me, you should be, I'm a bit bunged up this morning, I'm not sure why. You should be, maybe I've got summer flu coming along, summer flu, it's where you get like, you know, the change in temperature. And it's hot today, we're talking 28, 29, I reckon, maybe 30. It was hot yesterday, I had to put the sunscreen on. It's like factor 15, it's like cottage cheese. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm red, I'm like a lobster. You know, do you go brown? No, I just go red. People are pushing me back in the sea because I think I'm a lobster, you know, because I go bright red, basically. It's embarrassing. So what are the sort of things that you should be doing then if you're in this kind of a business, and what sort of things should you be doing as a side hustle? So first of all, you should be thinking about how are you perceived out in the marketplace. When people look at you, for cheaper gas and electricity, for example, is it cheaper gas and electricity, or do they look at you as you're the Utility Warehouse guy? That's not what you want. You want to be known as someone who can come into your business or into your house and help you get the best deal on mobile phones or electricity and gas and broadband and all of that kind of thing. Because when you then get known as that, if Utility Warehouse goes down, then you can just plug into somebody else. You don't want to be going to networking events with your business cards. I once went to a business event, by the way, and was a lady stood at the top of the escalator, literally handing business cards to people at the top of an escalator. I'm like, that's just crazy. Like, talk about a negative brand value, right? And, you know, brands, by the way, is how people perceive you in their head. There is no such thing as brands, okay? Coca-Cola doesn't exist. It just exists in your head. Like, what do you think of when you think Coca-Cola? I think, you know, bottle, sunny, glug, 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 glug. How do you drink Coke like that, by the way, without like burping loads? I don't know. But that's how I see Coke, and it's and the Coca-Cola branding is designed to make me think like that. It's how I feel about it in my head. And so that's what branding is. So how are people perceiving your brand? And they don't perceive it on paper, they perceive it in their head. What words do they think about when they talk about you? Do they talk about you, you're the utility warehouse guy, or do they talk about you, actually, if I need a discount, I need to go to this person because they can help me get the discount. That's what you need to be doing. So when you go into networking events, push yourself and your business card. You become the Russell Brunson calls it the attractive character. Is what Russell Brunson calls it. What is your attractive character? Let me tell you what mine is, okay? Mine is working class, poorly educated, GCSE-wise, put the graft in, you know, went from 15 grand to 100 grand, which is pretty amazing, right? Put that money into property, kept putting money into property, did well, moved over to Spain. Is that replicatable? I think there's a word. Yes, absolutely. Even in this market, is it replicatable? Absolutely. And we know people, we're helping people do that all the time, right? Every month we're getting new people coming through the system that we have. So that's my attractive character. And hopefully that's what people think about. They might go, well, Danny says it as it is. I think we mentioned this in yesterday's. We had a guy and he was saying that we're not pretentious at all. And I think my joke was, he was calling us common. But we quite like being common with this accent. You've got no choice. But what's your attractive character and how do people perceive you out in the marketplace? And so for me, my attractive character is this down-to-earth guy who says what he thinks. And I often get into trouble for that, by the way, but I don't really care. Sometimes I care, but generally not. Done all right for myself. Highly skilled. Quite funny, hopefully. That's my attractive character that I try and push out. Now, am I like that in real life? Yeah, I think I am, actually. But I've met other people where attractive character doesn't meet their real life persona. And I think you should be who you are in real life, right? So if you're a bit stroppy, then be stroppy out in the marketplace. People like that. If you're just funny, then be funny out in the marketplace. If you've got a great sense of humour and that kind of thing, you should do that as well. If you get annoyed at people being late, let people know you should be on bloody time. I'm a mixture of those, quite frankly. So that's your attractive character, and that's how you need to be presenting yourself out in the marketplace. So when something like Mob goes down and you're working in it, you can then just, people know you for being the internet marketing person, you can just swap them onto something else. And you can say, oh, you need sales funnels. Speak to my mate Dan. Dan can help you do that, and you get a commission for helping people come onto my training courses and that kind of thing. We give you 20%, by the way, which is really cool. So if you get known as being that person, so I'll give you an example of if you have a travel agent working as an independent but working for a bigger company, you should be building up your own database, okay? You should be building up your own attractive character. How are you perceived in the marketplace? Because what if that business goes under? And I know everybody says, oh, not my business. My business never go under. Woolworths, everybody. How about Woolworths? What about John Lewis's closing lots and lots of stores? Closing Next. Next has been struggling. M&S, for goodness sake. M&S was created in Leeds Market, I think. When you're coming into Leeds on the train, there's a thing on the wall that talks about M&S a little bit. So all these businesses are going under. Like the big businesses in America that went under, whose name escapes me, Lehman Brothers, for example. This is a big bank, a big institutional bank. Northern Rock in the UK. Don't say this stuff will never happen, because it'll happen. The Roman Empire, Egypt, China, right? At some point, Persia, it's now Iran. At some point, all these great, America will happen, by the way. The British Empire happened. Okay, we now have this little piddly thing that everybody laughs at because of Brexit. So, what Muppets jumping off a cliff with your lemmings in the Brexit bus with Theresa May at the steering wheel. So, don't say it doesn't happen, because it totally does happen. The key for you is, how do you protect yourself? And you protect yourself by building up your own database, by skill setting yourself up, and by building your brand. Those three things. So we're talking database, we're talking skills, and we're talking building up your brand. If you can implement those three things, and if you're not that skilled at sales, for example, do you think actually reading 20 sales books on sales will help improve those skills? Absolutely. Will that help you in your current position? Absolutely, whatever your current position is. Will that help you on your side hustle? Absolutely. Will that help you in 2 years' time when you're running your own fully-fledged travel agency or whatever that happens to be in your own name? Yeah, absolutely. So what were they? They were skills, brand, and I forgot the third one, whatever it was. Somebody write it down. So those three things are what you're going to have to start implementing into your business in order for you to actually stand out. And I mean, we've got all this content stuff, obviously, that you've got to be pushing out. We're just looking for a virtual assistant to really take over, a full-time VA to take over all the stuff that I'm doing right now, because I'm just spending all my time top and tailing content that's already created that I need to push out. So my time's best spent creating content. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I hope that you think, you know, you start to think differently about your role in the business that you're in right now. And if it's your own business, getting more skilled up on sales and sales funnels, marketing funnels, on Facebook ads, and understanding a top-down view so that when you speak to the experts on Facebook ads, you can then question them. I do this with my accountant all the time, by the way. I've been with my accountant like 15 years now, in a 20-year career as being a property investor, maybe 14 years, something like that, but a long time, right? And every year we go in and he's like, no, you can't claim for these, Dan. I'm like, yeah, I can. We have a discussion, argument about whether I can claim for a dressing gown or some slippers or whatever. So literally that's what we do, because I'm educated. I know about tax. I've read the boring book, The Times Tax Guide 2008. I know it's 10 years out of date, but tax hasn't changed that much. But the spirit of the tax and so on hasn't changed necessarily. So I can have that level of conversation with the experts because I've educated in my own skill set. And that's what you need to be doing as well. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I just want to talk around MOB. And if you're in MOB, then you have my empathy and sympathy about what's going on there. You need to be also known as the internet guy or gal, so that you can then redirect people onto other business opportunities or business building opportunities, if you like. So I hope that's useful for you, and we'll catch up with you on tomorrow's. All right, have a great day, and we'll speak to you then. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.